I knew you'd pick me, but I just want to thank you for a second now that we're alone. I felt like all this was kind of a lot, and I guess I wanted to say I'm sorry it got so weird. I've done a lot of stupid stuff trying to get you to notice me. Online and the carnival and now. Do you like me? Like, at all?
Wow, thanks.
I'm sure you like Cherry just as much, or Tori. You know what they say about us goblin girls. Can't have just one. What, really? I mean, I like you too. When we were like in the middle of it, and I got to lock my legs behind your head, I wanted it to last. Even if it didn't really mean anything. No, I swear, I'm not trying to put you down. I just don't want to make things more complicated if we want different things. I don't want to share you. I love Cherry and Tori, but I can't do it. It would hurt too much. Oh gosh. Do that thing where you pick me up. I hope my bed is big enough. I know I have an awful lot of plushies. I'm a sucker for a cuddle puddle. But I guess we can move those to the shelf since, you know, we'll have you. I know we're basically already in our underwear, but if you wanted to wear more or less, just get comfortable, all right? Do you mind if I snuggle in? I feel like I can't stop touching you. When your arms wrap around me, it gives me goosebumps. You're so cozy. When you play with my hair, it makes me feel like... Hey! I see you two peeking. Scram! I'm sorry. My best friends are basically the worst. But I'd have chickened out 100 times without them egging me on. I'll make you a full goblin breakfast in the morning. We'll have the place to ourselves if we get up before noon. That'll be nice, normal, a little private. And if you get hungry in the night, be sure to wake me up. I don't want you wandering next door. I want to take care of you. Just hold me a little longer until I fall asleep. Until I can be sure this isn't all a dream.